Rashi brings the Medrash at the beginning of the parsha, where the Medrash says that the concept of paraduma is let the mother come and clean up after the child, which has dirtied the palace. So the child which has dirtied the palace is the Egel Azov, and the paraduma is the mother which is going to come, the mother of the parah, the mother of the Egel. What's difficult to understand about the Medrash is when we talk about an aim spawns a child. So we'd have to say in some argument that the paraduma has spawned the Egel Azov. So what element of the paraduma has spawned the Egel Azov? If anything, the Egel Azov came first, and because of that, there was a need to clean, but there was nothing about the paraduma itself which seemed to cause the Egel Azov. So the Sfas Emes brings from the Pshischa on this, the rabbinim from Pshischa on this question, that he said that the paraduma represents the concept of tahara of tshuva, and Egel Azov represents chetz. And tshuva spawns chetz. Now that sounds pretty strange. What does it mean that tshuva spawns chetz? He understands what it means is that had the Rosh Hashanah not put in the Bria an element of tshuva, an i.e. a process where a person could then correct himself and address his issues and grow and become greater and better, the person will not have put the world, the concept of chet in the world. The concept of chet was put in the world as a vehicle for a person to, that chet meaning chesoron, the limitations of human being were there all because they're supposed to be part of the process of a person becoming bigger and better. So Imamish turns the whole thing on its head. Chazal come out to do this. The Gemara and Avodah Zarah says that Klaisa was not royal Isa Maisa. The Gemara says that David was not royal Isa Maisa, and Klaisa was not royal Isa Maisa. Ella, to Malamed Shuva to the Yachid, and be Malamed Shuva the Rabin. Klaisa did the Chait, and then did Shuva to teach the world that it's possible to Shuva for a Rabin. And David did a Chait of the Shuva to teach it's possible to do Shuva for a Yachid. Means the whole Maisa took place as a Hechatimsa to teach. So we normally understand it means that it's for them it wasn't a necessary process. But he's saying it was a necessary process for them also. And you look in the Medrash to begin in Parshas Bereishis, and it seems to be that it's true that at the beginning of the Bereishis, the Bereishim put into the world the Dal Malchius. Avraham Avinu was shown the Dal Malchius. Well, it depends. If Klaisa didn't do Chet, there wouldn't have been a Churban. They would have went to Eretz Yisrael. There would be no Dal Malchius. Teretz Dal Malchius is part of the Metzias of the Bria. Reb Katzel talks about the idea of 40 years in the Midbar. There's Midrashim which talk about that Klaisa needed that to be able to learn to be able to emel das Rabbim. Well, that's all because of the Chet Egel. Teretz is the Bereshim planned the 40 years. Then the Bereshim created. He brings a Medrash by Adam that Adam. The process of Chet of Adam Rishon also. This is all part of the person's plan for the Bria. So we have Bechira. At the same time, we're playing into Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. So that's in a cosmic sense and a global sense. But in each person's life, every single time we do something wrong, the correct way of looking at it is that the person, we with our limitations and are supposed to grow. And the person wants us to use this process as a growth process. And the Chet was all part of this chain of events which is supposed to lead us to become who we are, grow from our challenges, and become a greater and better person. So the purpose of Chet is not to sit there in frustration. The purpose of Chet is not to sit there in guilt, sit there in self-pity. The purpose of Chet is to, okay, say that this is part of you, this is part of your reality, this is part of who you are, and take that, and grow with it, and develop it, and make it into something bigger and better. And that's the challenge which chet lends us, and the concept of tshuva creates for us. Have a good Shabbos. Mm-hmm.